A little three-year-old child was helping his mother as they got the family nativity set out of the box where it had been carefully stored over the winter and over the summer, and they were unpacking it, and he was identifying each of the items and taking it over to where it would be positioned and so forth. So mom hands him and says, "What is this?" And he says, "This is a wise man." So he goes over and puts it down. She hands him another figure. "This is a shepherd." Goes over and puts it down. "What's this?" "Well, this is a lamb." So goes over and puts it in the creche in the nativity scene. And then she said, "Okay, now who's this?" "Well, that's Joseph." Okay, goes over and puts it in place. "Who's this?" "It's Mary." So goes over and puts that there. Then pulls out a little figure in a manger and says, "Who's this?" And he gets all excited. He says, "It's Jesus Christ in his car seat." From his vantage point, that's how it kind of lined up, you know. On Christmas Eve, we will place right in this area a special tableau. Now, I don't know if the word tableau is usually a part of your vocabulary or not, but a tableau is, and I'm going to use the dictionary definition here, a depiction representing a scene from a story or from history. A depiction representing a scene from a story or from history. And on Christmas Eve, we'll set up our tableau, and it will be our nativity set. Through the generosity and the good taste of Steve McCullough, the nativity set that we'll have in place here will really grace our worship that night. But you know what? With our set, and with every other nativity set that I have ever seen, there will be somebody missing. There is somebody missing out of every nativity set that I have ever seen. And I'm going to give you a little hint about who I'm talking about. So, I want to ask you to take your Bibles, if you will, but we're not going to look at Mark right now. We're going to look instead, Josh, still a little later. Okay. We're going to look at page 1040. And we're looking at the Gospel of Luke. The first chapter and a portion of the second chapter of Luke are basically a nativity story. They're the story of the birth of Jesus. But it's interesting to see who else you encounter there. In chapter 1, verse 5, we encounter somebody named Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth. And they were an elderly couple. And Zechariah was a priest, and he was serving in the temple. As we read along, continuing on in chapter 1, an angel appears to Zechariah while he's in the temple, and it is explained to him by the angel that his wife Elizabeth will bear a child. Zechariah says, I have a hard time believing that. And so the angel says, "Well, okay, then how about if you're just not able to speak until that child's born?" So that's kind of the thing that gets worked out there. And then Elizabeth becomes pregnant, and she's moving along. Verse 23, she becomes pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. And then, along about verse 26, we encounter some stuff that involves Mary now. For the first time, we're really dealing with Mary. And then in verse 39, Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, and because they're cousins. This child that Elizabeth will have will be a little bit older, just by a few months, a little bit older than Jesus. So then as we kind of continue over into the next page, as we get down to the bottom of the left column, we encounter the birth of this child. And Zechariah and Elizabeth determine, based on God's prompting, that this child is to be named John. And so this child is born. And then, just kind of like the icing on the cake, if you look at verse 67, still in chapter 1, Zechariah shares his excitement, his enthusiasms, and what he believes God will do through this child, John, that has come. And it's referred to in our text as Zechariah's song. So if you look at the first chapter of Luke, there is more attention given to the birth of John than there is to the birth of Jesus. It's only as you get into the second chapter that you encounter the actual birth of Jesus. So, with all of that said, having seen all of that, I'm asking the question, have any of you ever seen a tableau where John was included? Chiz, for some reason I thought of you. You're as well-versed in... Did he? Okay. Let's hear it for Michelangelo. Okay. But I've never seen one with the baby John there. And yet he's a key figure in this story. For most of the experiences we've had, the tableau is missing John. Why is John so important? Why is Luke spending all this time talking about his birth? And why is he so important? Well, to answer that, let's go to our actual scripture lesson for today. And I'll ask you to turn. Now we're going to look at the Gospel of Mark. Turn to page 1017. 1017. And we're reading in chapter 1. I think I'll start at verse 4. Okay? Verse 4. This was, by the way, our text in our Bible study class this morning. So we're going to look at verses 4 through 8. And listen to what is said here about John. By this point, of course, he is an adult. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John is going to serve two purposes in his life. On the one hand, he will point to Jesus. I mean, at one juncture, he literally points to Jesus. And secondly, he paves the way. He works with people to eliminate the obstacles that might stand in the way of them drawing closer to Christ. He's going to be the one who points and the one who paves the way so that people might make their way to Christ. So, with all of that said, it seems to me that he should have a place in the tableau. It seems to me that there should be a place for John as we put together our nativity sets. Well, if you notice the title for today's sermon, Adding to the Tableau, I want to mention another tableau. And again, I'm going to the definition. Let me give it again. A tableau is a depiction representing a scene from a story or from history. And I want to refer to this second tableau that is in our sanctuary every day of the year. Every Sunday, every day of the year. There is another tableau. Not just the one that I've been talking about, the nativity set that will be set up for Christmas Eve. There is another tableau that depicts a scene, and a scene from history. And that is our communion table and our chalice that always sits on it. It's telling a story, and it's certainly sharing something that happened in history. But just as I said earlier about our nativity set tableau missing someone, there's somebody missing up here in this tableau. And that someone is you. The scene is not completed until you enter this scene. It was God's intention from the very beginning that when Christ came and instituted the Last Supper, that you would have a place here. And I'm suggesting to you this day that God wants you to be a part of that tableau. He wants you to experience the blessing that this sacrament affords you, the blessing of your relationship with Christ, in all the many and varied ways that that might manifest itself. And then, Jesus needs you to fulfill the role that John the Baptist played. He needs you to be the one that in all the various places that you live and move, you're the one that points to Christ. Through the way you live your life, the things you say, through the ways that you are present with both friend and acquaintance and even to strangers, God needs you to be the one that points toward Christ. And He needs you to fulfill the other role that John the Baptist played so many years ago. He needs you to be one who paves the way, that you might be one who helps people draw closer to Christ because of the way that your life manifests mercy, tenderness, compassion, kindness, understanding, God's wisdom. Each one of us has a place in this tableau. And part of it is to help pave the way that others might experience the blessings of Christ. So, I have to ask you to wait a few more weeks before this tableau will be in place. But I won't ask you to wait for this one. It's been here all along. And today we're especially involved in the story. Receive the blessings that God has for you out of this tableau. And then spread the word. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.